Matthew and Una with you. Hans Survey says, you know what, Una? I've never done this before, so...
It's great fun. We'll hand the reins over to Donald.
Oh, yes.
So today, survey says 19% of people say this is the first thing they do when they get into a hotel room. What is it?
Ooh.
First thing you do, Una.
So many things. Do you know what?
Go on.
I would often go for a bath when I get into a hotel room.
First thing you do.
Yeah.
First thing you do. With me, it's like... you know the lights, like testing them to see, because they always turn, one turns on when I turn it off. That's the first thing I always do.
Oh, do you know where they are when you come back?
Yeah, do you know when you turn them
off? Oh, that's sensible.
Yeah, you know when you turn them off, I'm just like, I need to figure this out. Yeah. So it's first thing you do in the hotel, is that right?
Uh-huh.
First thing you do when you get into your hotel room, let us know. 087 1102 107. Have a think. Donal, remind us, what was the question again?
19% of people say this is the first thing they do when they get into a hotel room. What is it?
So, Una, you said getting into a bath. Yep. I said meddling with the lights. But we got Sarah here guessing what she thinks it is.
Morning, iRadio. Is the answer checking out the tea and coffee making facilities?
Oh.
You know, is it Barry's? Is it Tetley? Is there a biscuit? Is that the answer?
Tetley?
Tetley. I was thinking the same thing.
Is that a round one? Is that a round tea bag?
Oh, Tetley tea would be a big thing in the UK now.
Oh, right. Okay. Very good. Very good. I would never make a cup of tea or coffee in a hotel room.
Yeah.
Some people wouldn't jump in the bath the minute they get in the hotel room.
Do you know what? I actually would as well. I'd be fiddling around with the coffee and tea as well. I'd be going for the biscuits. That'll be the first.
Yeah, the Bickies. That's fair enough. But like the water, you're getting the water from the bathroom. In the hotels.
Yeah.
And then you boil it.
Yeah.
So, and that's fine.
If you boil it, it's fine.
Yeah, I just, I don't know.
What's the word you say?
I just don't know. Get rid of the cryptosporidium.
Cryptosporidium, what?
Oh, it's just a thing in some water is cryptosporidium and it'd make you very, very sick.
That's true. It's not the right answer.
Okay, cool.
We've got another guest here.
Morning, iRadio.
Morning.
Happy Monday. Tommy here in Roscommon. I was going to say check for a bat as well. But then I was thinking, would you... try and figure out how comfy the bed is. Just jump on the bed and see how comfy it is.
You'd definitely do that. Give it a quick jump and go, okay.
Maybe
and the missus just jump. Oh, yeah, that's the right size. It bats bouncy. We can jump on the bed. Yeah.
Well, is there other things you prefer to be doing rather than jumping on the bed?
What other things would you prefer?
Well, I don't know. If yourself and your missus are jumping up and down in the bed. Listen, whatever floats your boat. Whatever floats your boat.
Ah, listen, jumping on the bed. Yeah. I'm so confused by all this.
Your younger self. Let's just go back to being kids again. No, it's not the answer. Good guesses, though.
Yep.
The answer is 19% of people, first thing they do when they get into a hotel room, it's check straight out the window at the view they've got and if the price tag for the room was worth it. Because a lot of people are paying for the view from the hotel room.
Yeah, do you know what? I would not have even thought of that. Una, like, what about you?
Instagrammable
things now. I need to get the view out of the hotel room.
Oh, it's, you know when you're walking through the door of the hotel, it's like you start recording before you walk in the door. And of course, when you walk through the hotel room, eventually the Instagram story is the view.
This is true.
I did not. I would not have thought about that. I would just thought, jump on the bed or mess with the lights to think that was true. So it is looking at the view. That's the answer.
19% anyway. Yeah. Let me lift you up. High mornings with Cooper and Una. Breakfast rolls. Think on the spot. You're up against the clock. Don't take the hit. You gotta rhyme it. Think on the spot. You're up against the clock. Don't take the hit. You gotta rhyme it.
First time playing this, we got Karen on the line. Karen, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Karen. Whereabouts in the country are you this morning?
I am in Anishawn above Cranan, quite to Donegal here.
On the hills.
Oh!
I'll tell you what, Donegal, it's a hard place to find accommodation all weekend trying to get an Airbnb and it's just sold out, booked up.
Popular,
isn't it? It is popular, yeah. The county and the people. And come here, so you're back from a holiday. You've just been in Portugal.
I was for a couple of days in a place called Monte Gordo.
Oh, nice.
Very good.
And who are you over there with, family, friends?
I was meeting some friends that I used to work with in London, so I met them over there for a couple of days.
Very nice. And you're back into work this morning?
Back into work now.
Back to reality.
Back to reality. So off for 2 weeks as well. So.
Oh, you're on. Oh, let me take a guess as to your profession.
Go on, go on.
Are you a teacher?
Of course.
Oh, up the teachers, love the
let's
teachers.
Let's go, let's go. Back to school.
Ah, oh, well, God love you, but sure, look it. You had a lovely holiday. Okay, so, Karen, are you ready to play Rhyme It and ruin the contents of my drawers, where I can promise you there will definitely be purple snacks?
Oh, love it. I love them, Una.
Yeah. Okay, so, all right, your word,
you just told me when to start the clock.
Is ace. Is that okay? Ace. A-C-E.
Lovely, okay.
Here we go. A travel bag with a handle is called a suit what?
Hey.
I'm a slow runner, so I was...
Hey.
I struggle to hide the expression on my what?
Hey.
Smoothness and elegance of movement is what?
Great.
The lowest adult male singing voice?
Pass.
The speed set while walking or running?
Hey.
The Artemis II ship has just returned from where?
Oh, I didn't hear it, pass.
When you can't find something... Oh,
four. You got four, Karen.
That's not too shabby at all for a lady who's been off for 2 weeks and you're...
Well,
you know, this is your...
True.
Yeah, so...
brain's not functioning.
Listen, that's a solid score. Fair play to you.
To get into the drawers.
So the lowest adult male singing voice is bass. And the Artemis II ship has just returned from where?
Space.
I didn't hear you properly, sorry.
Oh, sorry, Karen. Listen, you still did really well. Four is not too shabby at all.
Oh, thanks for having me on.
Lovely talking to you.
Anytime, Karen. And listen, keep the heads down today. Back to reality, all right?
Oh, well, surely I will.
Bye, miss.
Bye, Karen.
Bye.
Oh, to be fair to her, I am. I blanked with the Artemis thing as well. I would not have thought space. But like, where does that put us on the leaderboard, Una?
First day of the week, that's the first score, so that's the highest score of the week so far.
Right, I don't even know why I asked that. So can you beat four? Can you beat four? We will do it again tomorrow.
Are you on my team? This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Get it all off your chest, Una. What have we got?
Okay, so this is from Pete in Galway, and Pete says, "Hi guys, I want to get something off my chest.
Okay.
Even though I understand some people will think I'm an ass. I've been on a few dates with someone. She's great, really nice girl. However, she has a mouth like a sailor. Every second sentence includes a curse word. Listen, I curse myself, so this might sound hypocritical, but it's grating on me. She's gorgeous. We have so much crack, but I have to say I find the swearing a bit crass and unladylike."
Sounds like my dad.
She is so gentle and petite, so it's like when she curses, it just doesn't fit with who she is. I know I'm going to be slated for this, but I can't help it. It's not a turn on. What should I do?
Okay.
Well, I think, Pete, you should have a good look at yourself in the mirror and give yourself a good talking to, because this is shocking.
I mean, I guess it depends on what kind of cursing. Is it a case of like where the accent or the language doesn't match a person? Like, you know when you look at a person and you think they should act a certain way,
yeah,
but this isn't the case? Really depends.
Yeah, but I'm kind of stunned at this. I mean, cursing can be endearing. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And I think as well, it depends on the actual curse words that are being used. Yeah.
We've all got a bit of a potty mouth.
Sometimes we're Irish. Sometimes it comes out.
You own it,
me.
But
there's certain curse words that I would never, ever say. So, but I suppose, like, it depends on how much he likes her and if he's going to say it to her. I would be kind of insulted if someone said, "Listen, I don't like your potty mouth."
Yeah. Makes up who you are.
I'd be like, do one.
I just love if he said this to her, right, and then whole more potty mouth unleashed, you know, just in response to that.
But I'm just like, what's good for the goose is good for the gander, because he says himself that he curses all the time as well, so he knows he's being a bit hypocritical here. So 087-110-2107, we need to help Pete in Galway, because he doesn't know what to do about this girl that he's with, but she's got a potty mouth and it's not turning him on.
Like, what should he do?
I don't know what to make about this. Pete says, hi guys, I want to get something off my chest, even though I understand some people will think I'm an ass. I've been on a few dates with someone. She's great, really like her. However, she's a mouth like a sailor. Every second sentence includes a curse word. Listen, I curse myself, so this might sound hypocritical, but it's great to me. It does sound hypocritical, Pete, I have to say. She's a gorgeous girl. We have great crack, but I have to say I find the swearing a bit crass and unladylike. I just really don't like the word unladylike. She is so gentle and petite, so it's like when she curses, it just doesn't fit with who she is. I know I'm going to be slated for this, but I can't help it. It's not a turn on. Please give me some advice, Pete in Galway.
Well, we got this voice note in, and it's possibly the best one ever.
I didn't realise that Ned Flanders' kids were actually real. Someone that likes to curse a bit is absolutely perfect. That's what you want, not some dry guy.
Hey! Go on, Philip.
There we go. Oh, Philip, you and I would get on very well.
To curse or not to curse, guys, it's the woman's prerogative. It's her choice. So.
Yeah, there's two. And then I was saying it depends. Accents maybe, and the way, like, you know, the way when an accent doesn't match a person.
Like the ad, hiya Kate, it's a lad from the bar.
Yeah, like, I don't think I'd be on Pete's side. Hey Kate, it's me from the guy at the bar. No, honestly it is, but I'm not saying I'm on Pete's side. I'm just saying that would be my defense if that's the case. Accent, different accent, not matching. But again, if he knows her, I don't know. Hell, what should he do? Should he put up with the cursing, or should he just keep his mouth shut?
So Pete has been in touch. Pete's in Galway. He wants to get something off his chest. He knows some people will think he's an ass. He's been on a few dates with a girl and she's great, but because she has a mouth like a sailor, he is a little bit turned off, and he doesn't know how to take it or what to say to her. Should he tell her, listen, stop with the cussing?
Oh yeah, should he start with the cursing? Let's see. We got a few in here. So we got Phillips one right here. Have a listen.
I also think he needs to look at it this way. If she curses a little bit, it means she's a bit of crack. If she's a bit of crack, it means she was raised right and her family's probably a bit of crack. So you don't really have anything to worry about when you're going meeting them or anything like that.
Okay.
Yeah. That's a really good point. If you think about it like that, cursing equals crack. Not that I'm condoning cursing or anything like that. No.
Oh my God, Larry's been in touch as well.
I'd say old Pete now would want to go back to priest college. That's in the 1970s where people don't swear and it's frowned upon. The only thing I can tell him is, wait till he has kids, it's F this and F that, your little front of kids, don't get in a relationship. Back to priest college with your best of luck, buddy.
That is the opposite of my dad. Honestly, Larry, I love you, and Stacey as well. What'd she say?
So I don't know what the problem is. If he doesn't like her cursing, then say bye bye and let her go and find someone who appreciates her colourful language. Simple, you know.
It's really not looking good for Philip here, is it?
For Pete, yeah.
or Pete. Oh, my God, I'm getting the names mixed up.
Line in the email that we got from you, Pete, that I'm not okay with is she is so gentle and petite, so it's like when she curses, it doesn't fit who she is. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Oh,
it's,
no.
It's endearing.
Oh, it is endearing, yeah. And there's a few, like, because there's loads of celebs who curse as well, isn't there?
Yeah, like Adele.
Oh, yeah, Adele, for instance.
I know this is no place for language like that. I will try my best. This is a posh establishment, I know. I'm just so excited.
You just know she's not doing her best to not curse on stage.
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
It's Monday, so that means it's mystery guest time. And Cooper and myself actually caught up with this particular mystery guest last week.
Good morning. It's Cooper, Una and I Radio. How's it going?
Yeah, not too bad. Yourself?
Very good. Thanks very much. So you're our mystery guest. And all we've been told is that, one, you're from Manchester and you don't sound like a member of Oasis from the get-go, so there's most of my guesses out of the way. You're an actor, so an actor from Manchester. Somebody maybe from Coronation Street, possibly?
Ooh.
There's been a brief appearance.
Oh, there's been
point.
A brief appearance in Corrie. All right, and I've just been handed here now that you've been in something that one of us has watched recently. Well, I've started rewatching Curb Your Enthusiasm, which is not from Manchester, so I doubt it's that. What was the last thing I watched? Oh, I watched Sherlock as well.
I think we're pretty hot on that, actually.
Okay, are you in Sherlock, young Sherlock?
Yes.
Amazing.
What?
Can you please reveal to us who you are?
I play the gentleman who comes and robs the scrolls at the start of episode one.
No robs way.
The from the princess.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. Hang on a second. That's an incredible fight scene. So, like, did you actually do that fight scene?
I did do it. I mean, I had an incredible stunt double, Andrew Burford, who's amazing. I'd just arrived back from a festival and then had to go into kind of like a four-week fight camp.
Wow.
So that was a bit of a bit nuts. We shot down in Oxford, obviously, all around kind of Oxford University. Where we were doing our fight camp was at this old kind of like disused science lab. Wow. Like it was like otherworldly. It was intense.
And now I've just been handed your name, so Kyle, it's lovely to meet you. You must have been starstruck with the amount of celebrities on that cast.
Yeah, I mean, it was such an iconic cast. The people I worked with, you know, Donal and Hero, and, you know, of course, to work with Guy and his team was incredible. And just to see the way that he works and the way that he directs and the way that he runs set, he's up there with the best of all time. So it was an honour and a privilege, really.
Did you get to hang around with Max Irons? That's Jeremy Irons' son. Massive crush on him. Huge crush on him.
Yeah, do you know what? Me and my partner rescued a dog 2.5 years ago now. When you go, how am I going to make this work? And day one, Max Irons pulls up in this estate car and his dog jumps out the back of it.
Oh.
I was like, yeah, of course, I can bring the dog. Of course I can. The dog's part of my life. And then we just had this big old chat about the dog. And, you know, he was so down to earth, so kind and so open and so honest. He was literally one of the first people I spoke to when he arrived.
But you know what, Kyle? We're all only human at the end of the day. We all have to go to the toilet. We all have to go to the toilet.
Exactly.
So when I'm talking to these people, that's what I keep in my head, you know, so I don't get nervous.
They all poop.
Yeah, everybody poops.
I remember when I started watching, I binge watched Young Sherlock. I absolutely straight into it. And from the get-go, I didn't know that Guy Ritchie was involved in it, but there was a scene where they were running through Oxford, and I was just like, this is very Guy Ritchie-like, because there was like the run, the music, and then it would pause to do a freeze frame, and straight away I was like, yeah, it's very clearly Guy Ritchie. What's his direction like when you're working with him like that?
It's very off the wall. I remember getting there on the first day and doing that, the initial read of the scene, and he was like, nah, change it up. And I was like, and he kind of ran it through with his number two, and then was like, have you got it? And I was like, I mean, I can try, but that's the best way to work. Like, as actors, we get our lines, we learn them, and then the difficult task is making it the first time you've said that line every time.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you've got these changes coming kind of thick and fast, kind of off the wall, it is the first time you're going to say it. And so that response, what it feels, what it means, how it sounds, is going to be new to you every time. So as much as it was petrifying, it was also electrifying to work in that way.
Do you know if there's going to be a follow-up series? Is it going to continue into, like, the story's going to continue, that we're going to get a second series out of this?
I haven't got a clue.
Ah, Kyle, come on!
He's an NDA.
From an outside view, you go, oh, they almost know. 9 times out of 10, us actors find stuff out from other people on social media. And you go, I'm so close. Then all of a sudden you see it pop up on socials.
Right,
oh, right, yeah. I didn't get that part. And then you go, oh, that's going for series two. Well, you know, he's not giving me a shout, so I'll clear away the ring then, shall I?
It's been an absolute delight to meet you, Kyle, playing Edward, who absolutely did a fantastic job in a fight scene, Robin the Princess. Thank you so much for being our mystery guest here on iRadio.
No, thank you very much. Take care. All the best. Speak to you soon.
Thanks, Kyle. Cheers. Lovely talking to you.
Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack, neatly packed and ready to go. Go, go, go.